section called item 10, a little bit of an update on capacity building. That could take 2 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it's going to take. But also in amongst that, we're going to have a presentation on the poultry grading. Maybe we start with the poultry grading one, and then we can talk about any updates on capacity building. We've heard a little bit from Australia and from Ben about work that they've been doing around training assessors and running training courses. But maybe if we hand over to Jacqueline from the US to give us the poultry grading update.
Thank you. Yeah, so we've talked a lot about beef today. I feel like we should add some chicken in. So, and also, fair warning, I don't know about a presentation, but I just kind of wanted to bring awareness, something that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been working on over the last year, well, several years in the making. The Agricultural Marketing Service announced the first edition of the Poultry Picture Series this year, which is a, I have a sample right here if you guys are interested in looking at it, but it's a visual accompaniment to U.S. standards for poultry grading. This guidebook is intended to illustrate various defects described in the official U.S. classes, standards, and grades for poultry. And the illustrations are selected to assist our USDA poultry graders, industry, academia, and food buyers to be used as a reference tool to ensure uniform quality across plants and during quality correlations. It's also intended to be used as an educational tool to those training to become professionally licensed graders or assist academia in teaching those standards. It is intended to be a living document, so you'll see this is a first edition, but the goal is to add species and photos over time. And it is accessible to everybody. It is available via three different modalities right now. There's a hard copy, which is a book that you can actually order. There are also online versions. There's a PDF available for downloading and printing, and then there's also a web page.